broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Jacqueline. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. I am so blessed to have the opportunity to have this radio show on the air. And the purpose behind this show is to inspire women in faith, fitness, health, and beauty. My heart is to teach women that being in the best shape of their life is not just physical, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So what I like to do is I will invite women on the show that God put in my heart that I feel like are amazing examples of what it looks like for a modern day woman in today's society to follow after God and to be successful. And whatever her dreams, desires, or goals, or her calling is, I like to ask questions where she would open up her heart and really take our viewers or our audience into her world and to give you a better picture of what it looks like just to love Jesus and to go after your calling and to be the authentic you that God created you to be. So today's show is very special to me. I do have a very important guest in my life, and we are phoning her in from Long Beach, California. This chick is so awesome. She is so cool. She is a mentor to me. She just has led by example of what it looks like to totally surrender your heart to God without fear. And she's so fearless and so courageous. And her testimony, you guys, is jaw-dropping. I don't think I've ever heard a testimony quite like hers before. She is an amazing mother and wife. She has a church with her husband. And we're going to get into all of that very soon. But I want to introduce Michelle Hunter.
Hi, Jacqueline.
How are you doing?
I'm so good, and I'm so excited to be on your show today. What an honor.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for just accepting the invitation to be on the show. So for those who don't know you, if you want, you could be as raw and real as you want. I just want you to maybe give a little bio about yourself, and if you are comfortable, to share your testimony so, you know, our viewers can really get into your heart and who you're all about.
Yeah, I'd love to share my testimony. It's to me, it's such a radical story of just what God can do with a life. And if he can do it with mine, he can do it with anybody's. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I was raised in a Christian home by my grandparents. I went to Christian school, and just, I knew God from a really young age. And, but due to a lot of sexual abuse and a lot of, from other family members, and just a lot of unfortunate situations that I was in, when I was about 13, I decided that I could do my life better my way. And so I moved out of my grandparents' house, and you know, through a series of events, started using drugs and alcohol right about 13, and it just increased every day, every year. It just got more intense, you know. I just got deeper in it, and when I was 18, I married a Bulgarian drug dealer, and that probably set my life into a motion, into a direction that just kind of snowballed from there. It really just became a big disaster. And all of the while, God was still pursuing me, and God was still there. And I just really had this mindset that I could do my life better my way. And so I just continued to do that. Over the years, it went from using drugs and to selling drugs to ultimately working with the Hells Angels and the Mexican Mafia, and I sold a lot of guns. And in about 2002, everything just got really, really dark. everything changed. You know, I got into just some really bad stuff, and my mind was so twisted from the drugs and from the company that I was keeping, and I began to hurt people, you know, just in, like, collections or different jobs that we would go out and do. Just, I've done just horrible things to people, just really mind-blowing things, and it all came crashing down, though. My criminal life and this little empire with people and you know, power that I had created, it just came crashing down in 2002 when I was set up. I found myself facing 20 plus years in prison, and I absolutely deserved every one of them. I was really dark, you know, and I was just ultimately, I was a criminal. And it was while I was in jail, awaiting either a trial or a plea bargain and a sentencing, that God began to just get a hold of me. And there's a scripture verse in Ephesians 5, and it talks about exposing the darkness and bringing it out into the light. And God used that particular verse, that one verse, to ultimately change my life forever. Things in my case began to change, and things began to drop off, and it was really radical. And then when I got out, I went to work for law enforcement for many years. I worked for DEA and FBI and ATF, and I did a lot of work on sex trafficking, worldwide pornography rings, and different things like that. I really used every effort, every bit of strength and ability that I had within me that I had learned for my whole criminal career, I used it for God. I used it for good, and I just turned my whole life around.
Oh my gosh. I seriously feel like every time I hear your testimony, my heart just, it drops. But at the same time, it's like on fire, because I love God's grace, and I love that God can take, you know, where we're at in our lowest and our darkest place in life and use us for His glory. Nothing that we go through is wasted. And I am so honored to have you on the show and to ask you more questions, because I just think that your life, you know, can really, really wreck people's hearts in a positive way. And for those of you who are listening, I hate that we have to go to commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to Michelle Moore about other parts of her testimony and her marriage and the church that she has with her husband, Tommy Hunter. So stay tuned. Thank you so much, everybody.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in again to The Jacqueline Nicole Show. I have a special guest with me tonight. Her name is Michelle Hunter. We are doing this special tonight because Michelle is actually located in Long Beach, California. So I have her on my phone. We're FaceTiming her into the radio station tonight. And if you missed last segment, Michelle was talking about her testimony and how God really helped her through her dark past. So Michelle had gotten into a lot of specifics in her personal testimony, but Michelle also has other parts to her testimony that we wanted to get into tonight. And in our last show, my guest, Tara Swan, we were talking a lot about insecurities as women. And in this day and age, I feel like it gets harder and harder for young women to really feel comfortable in their own skin and to really love themselves in a well-balanced way. I think with social media and the music that we listen to and the movies that's out there and everything in magazines and on TV, I feel like the younger you are, the harder it is to look at yourself in the mirror and to just love who God created and to be your unique self, to be authentic, to be real without having to put a mask on and pretending to be everything that you think everyone else wants you to be. And I think Michelle is an amazing example of what it means to be fearless and courageous in the Lord. And with everything that she has overcome in her past, I also think that she would be a great example to kind of touch on the topic where we left off. So me and Tara Swan on our last show left off on what it looks like to date and what it looks like to be single, especially as a Christian woman in today's society. I know, Michelle, you have a crazy, like, love testimony about how you met your husband, Tommy, and what you guys overcame in your marriage. So is there anything that you would like to share, especially your testimony right now for women, you know, who are younger, who are looking to date, or who are single? I'm just going to give you a total open door to talk about what's on your heart with that subject.
Awesome. I have a lot to say about that. We just don't have enough time in this show, though, for me to cover everything. So as far as, like, dating, or we didn't, let's back up. As far as being single and having those issues, it all comes down to identity. And it's actually a mistaken identity or not even knowing our identity. And the amazing thing is, if we would just tap into the power of God and the wisdom of Holy Spirit, God will download, literally download, a complete identity within us. And it doesn't matter how we look, and it doesn't matter, if our thighs are a little larger than we wish they were, if our hair just doesn't grow or whatever. Identity doesn't have anything to do with those things. And so without understanding and really being rooted and grounded in our identity in God, we, women all over the place are literally flailing through life, trying to be this or be that, you know. And then speaking to dating, this is one of the most important things in a relationship, I think, in the beginning, is to date. When I met my husband, I had been out of jail for, many years, several years, and I I didn't have any really intention of dating anybody. I was really 100% sold out for just living my life for God and trying to get it right and trying to figure it out. I mean, my whole entire life up until I was, 32 years old, I was just a criminal. So, and running from God. So it took me several years to actually learn how to be right and be straight with God, and even myself. And that dating process is really important. When I met my husband, we dated for approximately 3 to 4 months and then got married. And that was a huge mistake. I just kind of took for granted that he was a Christian because he said he was, and I had never dated a Christian guy before. And so I didn't really know what that looked like or what it should be. I just trusted that he was being truthful with me. And about 3 weeks into our marriage, I mean, the whole dating process, the whole 3-4 months was a fairy tale. And then, 2 to 3 weeks into the marriage, everything just totally fell apart and it just became a nightmare. He had been pretending and he wasn't at all who he had been pretending to be. And I ended up being married to this very fake, very abusive, physically abusive, emotionally abusive, mentally abusive, crazy man. And had I spent enough time, if I had spent more time dating him and getting to know him, that, that would have never happened. Because I think it's important in the dating process that we go through trials and hard times together so we can actually see and evaluate as individuals how we get through those things, You can't just like take somebody's word for it. Dating is that it should be a long, important, process that we go through.
Absolutely. I totally agree with Michelle. And, I've had to learn things along the way too, as being a young woman in God. I feel like the one thing that as women we do is we're always focusing on the kind of guy that we want to date and who he needs to be, instead of really looking at ourselves. And, I mentioned this in our last show, was that Andy Stanley is a pastor, and he talks about becoming the one who the person you're looking for is looking for. And that really means becoming all of the woman that God created you to be. And I feel like when you are focused on your calling, like Michelle Hunter was saying, and you're focused on who God is, creating you to be and the purpose and the destiny that he has for you, he will bring you the right person. But if we spend all of our time on finding the right one instead of becoming the right one, we are going to get distracted. And just like Michelle was saying, we will jump the gun and we'll get into relationships too soon or too premature. And I feel like...
let me interject there. A huge part of that process, Jacqueline, is trusting God. Because as a woman, when we're desperately searching for that right one because we desperately want to be in a relationship, we are not in a place of trusting God. We're in a place of trying to do it ourselves and make it happen ourselves, and it's never going to be right like that.
That is so good. I love what she is saying, because I have been in a journey myself of learning to trust God more. And in our previous shows, we were talking about the best way to trust God is really learning who his character is, because the more you know God's character and focusing on who your identity is in him, the more you're able to trust him. And you do that, and I've done that, by reading his word. And when we're plugged into his word and we're plugged into a church and we're surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, we start to come into the real us. We start to know our true identity in Christ, because we're taking the time and we're taking the effort to find out who God says we are in his word.
Yeah.
And Michelle has an amazing testimony too about becoming love. And I know that in this segment we won't be able to talk about all of it, but we definitely are going to be. But in the meantime, as far as trusting God in your marriage, how do you feel like having a relationship with Jesus and trusting him helped you get to a better place in your marriage?
Gosh, that was such a long process, but by my own doing, because it's really easy to get off track and try to take matters into our own hands. You know, before I met Tommy, I had been going to church and really being serious about my Christian life, and a lot of things changed in me. A lot of things got healed. But the most important things, well, the things necessary to be in a healthy relationship, those things were never addressed, and I never actually got to those things. So I'm so grateful that I had Jesus in my life before I met my husband, because if I didn't, gosh, things, we probably would have ended up killing each other. I mean, it was just very volatile. It was certainly because of God that we got through the horror of our first marriage. I guess we left that part out. My husband Tommy and I have been married to each other twice and divorced from each other once. It was really coming to a place, I think how it all happened was just coming to a place of it all ending. We came to the end of ourselves. We could no longer fake it. We could no longer continue living a life of misery. And we were faking it in ministry, you know, just horrible, horrible relationship at home, but going to church, and we had jail ministry and youth ministry and all of these things. And people at church thought we were amazing and had an amazing relationship, but that's not what it was like at home. So it literally just all had to come crashing down and come to an end for us to be able to actually surrender it all to God and lay it out there and be like, hey, I'm done. I can't do this by myself. I need the wisdom of God in my life, and I need the direction.
That is so good. I think that is so important when we really could understand, you know, when we try to do things in our own strength, it always makes me think of Moses and the Israelites in the Bible, because, you know, the Israelites were taking the longer route, and God knew that if he took them the shorter route and got them into the promised land on their timeline, the fear would have overcome them, and they would have ran back to their past because they wouldn't be strong enough mentally. They wouldn't have been equipped physically to stand the trials and the things that were up ahead of them. And, you know, a lot of people say that when God takes you to a new level, there is a new devil. So the more that we are trusting God and he's taking us on this journey, there will be battles to face. And, you know, Jesus does tell us in the Bible that you will face many trials in this life, but to be of good cheer and to take heart, because he has overcome these trials. He has overcome the world. But, you know, every time that we seek to do things God's way, every time we seek to understand and we seek to trust God more, there is an enemy, and he hates us, and he doesn't want us to fulfill the calling that God has in our life. So he's always going to come at us with attacks and discouragement, and to make us give up on who God is and make us give up on the path that God has us. And, you know, if we give up, then we're basically tapping out. We're throwing in the towel. It's like, you know, when you're wrestling and you tap out and you're like, I can't do it. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. But, you know, in God's word, he's always encouraging us to overcome. He's always encouraging us to trust in him, because just like the Israelites, God is faithful, and God took them to the land that he promised them. But it was the Israelites who didn't get there as fast as God desired for them to, because they resisted and they complained and they didn't trust him. And I want to talk more about Michelle's testimony on, you know, how her and Tommy were able to overcome those trials in their life. And one of those is about becoming love. And so when we do come back from the next commercial break, we are going to be diving deeper with Michelle Hunter on what it means to be love. So thank you for tuning in.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll
have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and if you weren't here during the last few segments, I do have an amazing and beautiful guest with me tonight, and her name is Michelle Hunter. We were able to FaceTime her in the studio because she is coming all the way from Long Beach, California. And it is so awesome that with technology, I can still have her in the studio with me over the phone, even though she can't be here in the studio. So during our last segment, we were talking about, what it looks like to trust God, especially in trials in dating, trials in marriage, anything that life starts to get topsy-turvy, where we feel like the bottom's about to drop out and we can't trust in ourselves. We literally have to trust in God because, you know, life will bring us circumstances by God's gracious hand. He allows trials in our life, not because it's from Him, but He really shows us who He is as our Heavenly Father. And when we trust in Him, the places that He can take us and the plans and the destiny that He has for us, and in the midst of everything that could go wrong in our life, our pain is never wasted. And I think Michelle's life and her marriage with her husband Tommy is such a beautiful example of what it looks like for God's restoration and His redemption and His grace. And it also shows us that our pain is never wasted. So Michelle has another crazy testimony on, you know, how God really got her through her first marriage with her husband. So Michelle was saying that she's been married to her husband twice, and the first time they did get a divorce, but God really helped Michelle and Tommy get through that divorce and remarried, but this time doing it His way and not our way. And so God really does show us that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And a lot of times He may ask us to do things that, you know, in today's society, in the way that we've been brought up, in the way that, society has portrayed what love looks like and what love is, He, through His word and through His loving kindness, will show us what real love is. And with that being said, Michelle, And we just want you to share whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart, but really how you were able to trust God in the midst of your trials with your marriage with Tommy, and how God got you and Tommy to a place of real love, the way that God talks about in the Bible.
Yeah, this is the most exciting part of my story. And the most radical part in my mind is what God's done in my marriage. 2012, I left my husband for like the, I don't know, fourth time maybe. And I just found out that he had a girlfriend, and I just was really done with the whole drama and all of the abuse of the situation. And I moved to Arizona, and it was during the midst of our divorce that I had an encounter with God. It was actually an encounter with the love of God. And he took me like into this journey of showing me through his eyes how he saw my husband. I mean, how he saw my husband in his mess, and how he saw him. It was literally through the blood of Jesus. And then during that encounter I was having, God filled the inside of me. I literally felt like I was drowning in the love of God, and he filled me with this love that just consumed me. And it was this love for my husband, and in the natural that made no sense, because my husband had done every bad thing a husband can do, and had hurt me in every single way. But when I was in this encounter with the love of God, it healed every hurt I've ever had. It literally took the bitterness. Like, there was no room in me for anything but the love of God. And God spoke to me in that encounter, and he said, Michelle, he said, I want you to start believing for restoration of your marriage. And he told me, he said, I'm calling you to pray for your husband, because if you don't, who's going to? You need to pray for him. He's going the wrong way. And literally, I mean, like, picture, you know, where I was at in the natural, you know, 4 months out, 5 months out from my divorce being final, which I so desperately wanted to be divorced from this guy. And pastors and leaders and teachers and all kinds of Christian people had told me, just divorce him. You have every biblical right to divorce him. And so I thought that I was doing the right thing. But when I came out of this encounter with the love of God, everything was different. And I started to believe what God had told me. And I started to pray for my husband. And I wasn't praying for him from a place of what I wanted to happen in my life. It was this place of compassion inside of me, because he was so broken. And, you know, long story short, we ended up getting divorced. And but it was about 2 weeks after we went to our final divorce hearing that God spoke to my husband through a person, through a friend. And it was a specific thing that I had been praying for. I started praying that God would just bring the right person into his life that he could receive truth from. I started praying over his ears, that they would be ears that would receive truth. I started praying over his heart, that it would be so soft that when truth entered his ears, that it would just immediately sink down into his heart and he would receive that truth. And so 2 weeks after, we went to divorce, we finalized our divorce, we met up, and we just decided that was it. We were going to do it God's way, and we were going to be surrendered. And I can't tell you that everything was perfect immediately, because there was two lifetimes, my lifetime of hating men and being very, very rebellious and headstrong, and you know, having the mindset of no man's going to control me. I'm not going to be submissive to any man. I'm not going to be vulnerable. I had to get over those things, and then my husband had to get past and learn how to operate as a man of God, the man that, you know, God has created him to be. And so in that process, we learned what we now teach, which is becoming love. And it's really the understanding that you can fall in love, but you can fall out of love. But when you become the love of God, it's who you are. It's not what you're acting. It's not what you're trying to be. It's not how you feel today or how you feel tomorrow. It is who you are. And we use 1 Corinthians 13 and the passage that talks about love, and it says that love is patient and love is kind. It does not boast. It is not proud. It's not self-seeking. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not easily angered. And most importantly, love never keeps a record of wrongs. And so this particular portion of scripture, my husband and I have made it our mission in life to become this scripture. It is who we are. This is how we treat each other. This is how we treat other people. It's how we see each other. We see each other through the eyes of the love of God and not through our flesh and our selfish ambition. And it literally has changed everything. My husband today is my favorite person in the world. I prefer being with him every minute of the day. If I could just be on a deserted island with him for the rest of my life, man, I would be in the perfect place.
You guys, I love what Michelle is saying so much, because in the Bible, God is talking about that the very first command is to love God with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your intelligence. And the second most important command is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And, you know, in the first segment, Michelle and I were talking about, you know, If you first can't love yourself in a balanced way by knowing your identity in Christ and trusting in God, you're not going to be able to love someone else the way that God wants.
You can't give somebody something that you don't already have. If you don't have your identity in God, you certainly can't love them the way that you're supposed to, and everything will fall apart. This world teaches this love, this fake, false, shallow love that changes depending on the other person. Well, I'm going to love you if you treat me right. I'm going to love you if you're faithful to me. Well, I'm going to love you if I feel like it. And that's not the love of God at all. And that is not, that kind of love does not create or even enable a marriage to be successful.
You guys, we are getting into amazing topics that I feel would bless anybody, whether you're married or you're single. And I think Michelle is just such an amazing woman of God, and I feel so honored to have her on the show. And we are going to be getting into more of this conversation very shortly. We do have to go to commercial break, but when we come back, we have some more fun stuff to talk about. We'll see you soon.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help.
The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning back in to The Jacqueline Nicole Show. I have an amazing and beautiful guest on the air with me tonight, and we have FaceTimed her all the way from Long Beach, California. Her name is Michelle Hunter, and earlier in the show, we were talking about her testimony and how God's grace is just so overwhelming when we surrender our heart to Him. And we were also getting into how when Michelle really surrendered her marriage to God, how He was able to help Michelle and Tommy through their first divorce and back to marrying each other again. And in this last segment, we were talking about what it means to be love. And I think in today's society, you know, even Hollywood will portray love. And a pastor that I was listening to yesterday, who goes to, he's the pastor of Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona. His name is Scott Anderson. And he was talking about love. And he was saying that, you know, Hollywood's love or the world's love is called like fish love. And he gave a story about what that means. And a buddy of his was just saying how much he loves fish. And he asked him, why do you love fish so much? And he basically said, I love that I could just, you know, I could go out on the boat. I could go fishing anytime I want. I could catch fish. I could cook it any way I want. And I love the way it tastes or the joy it brings me to go fishing. And I feel like, you know, in today's society, today's world, that's how we look at love. That's how we look at relationships. We love the way people make us feel. We love what they can do for us. We love, you know, what we can get out of having a relationship with somebody. But the Bible talks about a different kind of love, and that's the agape love. And that's the love that Christ died on the cross to give us for ransom. To save us from sin and death into life and liberty in Christ. And, you know, God surrendered His only begotten Son who died on the cross for our sins. And God talks about in the Bible that the very first commandment is loving God with all our minds, all our hearts, and all our souls. And the second commandment is loving others the way that we love ourselves. And Michelle was giving an amazing example of becoming love. And when we look at becoming love to other people, we're really getting to the agape love, and that's the real love. It's the sacrificial love. And Michelle and Tommy Hunter have a crazy awesome church in Long Beach, California that I wanted her to talk about and share, and how they go out on the street and they become love to other people. And really, I feel like in today's society, we need examples of what it looks like to become love, because our society is so you know, selfish, saturated, and it's all about me and I and what everyone can do for me, that when we go out and we share what being love looks like, when we become love, we're giving somebody a picture, and that's the picture of Jesus. So, Michelle, if you just want to talk about what you and Tommy do at your church, how that got started, and some of the examples of how you guys go out in your community and be love to others.
Sure. You know, I just wanted to make a point. The Bible says that God is love. And then the Bible says that we're made in the image of God. So certainly that means that we have the ability, and God's intention for human beings is to be just like Him. And so going back to that 1 Corinthians, it gives you a really clear description of what love is. And it has nothing to do with material things. It's not about loving something like I love fish. And you'll see, when if you go to my Facebook or you see me post something, when I'm talking about loving something, it's always L-U-V. You know, oh, I love that. It's L-U-V because L-O-V
he, that is the absolute image of God, and we are supposed to duplicate that. And I can tell you there is nothing more radical and changing in a person's life than actually stepping into what Jesus did, what Jesus provided for us, you know, which is our true, radical, amazing identity. And it looks just like God. That's so amazing to me. But anyway, we got our church started. Right after we got back together, maybe four or five months after Tommy and I had gotten remarried and were really working that thing out and doing amazing, he came home one day and said, "Hey, Michelle, it's like I was just walking down the street, you know, and God told me, I'm pretty sure God's calling me to calling us to start a church here. I'm feeling like in my heart I'm supposed to become a pastor of a church here in Long Beach." And I literally laughed out loud at him, and I said, "That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, that's just ridiculous." He said, "God did not tell you that." I'm like, "Look, you're a lot of things. You're a great evangelist. You're a great speaker, but you're not a pastor. And besides, if you were to become a pastor, that would make me a pastor's wife. And we all know that I am not a pastor's wife." So I literally laughed at him, and I'm like, "Dude, you did not hear that from God." And he was like, "Oh, okay, you know." And oh my gosh, for the next 3 days, Holy Spirit so convicted me. God was saying in my heart, I mean, it was heavy. He was saying to me, "Michelle, who do you think you are? That you're gonna speak against a call I put on somebody's life? Do you know better than me?" And I mean, it just, I wrestled with this for a few days, and I finally went to my husband and I said, "Gosh, I'm sorry, and I've repented to God, and now I'm repenting to you. Please forgive me for saying that and for laughing at you." And so we've been doing it ever since, going hard, strong, and doing this church thing ever since. And that was in 2013, about the middle of 2013. So yeah, we're doing it. We love it. It is certainly something that God has got to call you into, because it's the hardest thing we've ever done. You know, people come and people go, and they don't listen, and they don't really hunger and want the transformation of God in their life. And coming from where I come from, and coming from where my husband comes from, to see people literally squandering the revelation of the love of God and how their lives can be different is very challenging for us. We love this town that we live in, and this is a really harsh town. It's nothing like Mesa, Arizona, or anywhere in Arizona. We literally have, you know, demon-possessed people walking the streets, all over the streets, manifesting. The homeless population here is in the thousands and thousands. It's a very rough town, and our church is right in the heart of downtown Long Beach. It's just in the hood, and, you know, you can score your heroin or your crack right next door to our church. So it's not an easy thing, but the situations that we do see, radical, amazing transformation, makes it all worth it. I mean, it's mind-blowing for us that we get to do this. I mean, that God picked us to do this, you know?
Absolutely. I think that is so awesome how God can take, you know, our mess and turn it into our message, and how you and Tommy can, you know, give hope to the lost and broken. And just, you know, what I love is there's a scripture in Psalm that talks about how, you know, God will put our feet on a solid rock. And not only that, but God uses us to reach out and to bring others onto a solid rock. He uses us, our past experience, our past hurts, our past pains, to really help people and call them back into the grid of who they are. And I know that, you know, your church with Tommy is stirring such an uproar because you guys got noticed by TBN. And I just wanted to ask you, like, how did that get started, or how did they, you know, notice what you guys were doing in Long Beach and ask you guys to be a guest? And I'm thinking it was more than once.
Yeah. Between the two of us, we've been on TBN and the different shows they have several times. And I think it's usually it's usually our marriage restoration story that really
grabs the attention of people. They want to hear more. And you know, I just want to say to anybody listening out there, any woman or even any man who's listening, there is never a point in time when divorce is the answer. I don't care what it is. If you're a Christian, there is an alignment that happens when you come into the covenant and the heart of God when in regards to marriage, because God is for marriage and He created it. And if your husband or your wife is out there doing crazy things and being really self-destructive and destructive to your marriage, if you would just really get your teeth sunk into the Word of God and start praying the Word of God over them, there's nothing that God can't do to take my marriage from where it was, as awful as it was, to this it's the most amazing relationship in my life now. And then, you know, on top of it, to be able to pastor and to show people what the love of God is, and to reach out to hurting people and to do all the marriage ministry that we get to do, which is all the time and it's all over the place, and to get to speak on TBN because of it is radical to me.
I love how God is opening up so many windows of opportunity for you and Tommy just to really bring hope to society's outcasts and to change lives through the heart of Christ and just be an example. And I hope we still have a little bit of time. I just wanted to ask, too, because I know that with everything that you have going on, that God opened up an opportunity for you to film a movie about your life and to really use your testimony in just another form of media to inspire others. And so if there's anything about that that you can share with our viewers, it would be so awesome to hear about it.
You know, there's actually been several different opportunities that God has used, either my personal story or mostly our marriage story. We have been filmed several different times. One of the pieces actually went to 140 some different countries. So people all over the world have seen and been encouraged by our marriage testimony. We recently just filmed a pilot for a reality show, which is all about restoration of marriage, which is amazing. We're hoping to hear something back soon. And as far as my personal testimony, a movie and a book, well, we'll just have to wait and see where that's going. There's always things happening and always interest, and I'll come back on your show and update you on that as soon as I can.
It has been such an amazing honor to have you on our show tonight, Michelle. And I really want to give others the opportunity to connect with you, because I think that, you know, everything that you and Tommy are doing right now, just in the community and the example that you set for those that just watch you, you know, watch you on social media. If you have the opportunity to go to Long Beach, California, to go to your church. And for those who don't know what Tommy and Michelle's church is called, it's called His Place in Long Beach, California. And so we are going to put this podcast up on my page on Central City Radio. If you click on podcasts and the Jacqueline Nicole Show, there will be Michelle's episode. And you guys can also go to my blog, and that is www.jacylynicole.com. And there I'm going to put the blog and the post and everything that me and Michelle talked about today, with links to her social media sites, because I feel like she's such a great example to get connected with, and, you know, just to see what she's doing and to stay tuned with all that you have, because it's hard to keep up with you. You guys do so much. It's been such a blessing and an honor. I wish we could talk more, because you are just one of the most funnest people to talk to. And for those of you tuning in tonight, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for, you know, opening up your world and allowing me and Michelle just to share a part of our hearts with you. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we hope you have a blessed night. See you next week.